people. Evelyn here. I'm just coming your way to say hi. I'm down here in Missouri, right in the middle. Pulaski County, Missouri. Yay! Sort of the crosswinds of everything. Anyway, I wrote a new poem today, and it is called We Harvest the Sun. And if I didn't say so, today's January the 16th, 2017. I probably already said it. But I also come up with a quote that was inspired by the permaculture big guys, Bill Mollison, Jeff Lawton, and a little bit by Jack Spearco, too. But there's others. The quote is, "Trees control the water. Only man can change that." They're sure giving it an old schoolboy try, I'll tell you. Anyway, the poem is, again, We Harvest the Sun, and it's talking about trees. So, here goes. Flashing blades strip the living mirth, choke the flow of life between heaven and earth. The sky dries its tears of disillusion. Farmers sweat through years of confusion. The forest once joined earth and wind. Airborne water through its reach descend. Life teemed harmony beneath the spongy floor. Networks of species connected even more. Rock were fed to the moist roots there, carried up to the budding arms in the air, where leaves unfurled to harvest the sun, carried throughout. A new cycle had begun. Surplus was fed to the flora below, happy and healthy, with energy to grow. That's by me, Evelyn Mitchell. What it's really saying here is there's a symbiotic relationship between the water, the tree, and the earth. The earth is teeming with all kinds of life. There's, I mean, not only worms and bugs, but there's this microflora, too, of fungi and protozoa, bacteria, all of these things, and they all have a little job to do in relationship to this tree. The fungi create a network that can span thousands of miles, and in that expansion connects the trees, connects life through its root system. The bacteria and the other flora in the earth break down, well, even the fungi break down the rocks, the minerals. And when a plant or a tree, in this case the tree, when it needs it, it will give it to the plant, the tree. Without these microflora, the plants don't get the nutrients they need. And in most cases, it's minerals or rock, you know. And in return, the tree gives it sugars. You know, so, you know, it's kind of a symbiotic relationship there. And basically, it's the bacteria that eat the sugar and then other microflora and fungi come and eat the bacteria. So it's kind of luring the food for the microorganisms that are feeding the tree minerals. Or, you know, it's a long drawn out explanation that Elaine Ingram explained in one of her talks. So and she is the soil food web lady. which is, if you get a chance, take a look at her stuff. She's like a guru scientist on soil. And please do not call soil dirt, because dirt is the stuff that you dust out of the corners of your house. That's dirt. If it's on the ground outside with microflora in it, it is called soil. Okay. That said, but the water element with trees, how they control the water is that they pull the condensation out of the air, and they expire moisture too, but they pull it in so that there's a constant cycle of water. But I think that they channel more in than they do out, because in areas where there's been heavy deforestation, all the rivers are drying up. The lands are becoming completely dried out. So the only real connection there is the trees. And this is not just my observation. This is people who have studied forests and forest ecosystems. They see this. And the indigenous people of the areas notice it, that all the water is going away. So, in a real sense, the trees do control the water, the flow of water anyway. And there's just so much that trees do. Granted, this poem is about the water. Well, and the sunshine. Mostly, yeah. Because the sun, the job of trees and plants is to harvest the sun. That's their job. And they photosynthesize the sun, the energy from the sun, into starches and sugars, which feed the flora in the earth. But they also produce fruit. Nuts, fruit, leaves, things that feed other animals and us. So, in a sense, it's, you know, this tree is feeding everything. It's feeding, yeah, everything. It's really amazing when you think about it, of all the species that are fed by this tree. And then eventually, it goes back into the earth and feeds the earth again because of the decomposition and soil rejuvenation because of its breakdown. We should be so clean, you know? We should be that clean when we're not. We pack ourselves in little boxes and sit there and rot forever. Except those who decide to be cremated, and if they're lucky enough to have a family that will pour them onto the earth, you know, dust to dust. But anyway, I don't know how to say what I want to say here. Unless I've already said it. Yeah, I already said it. Trees control the water. And man is doing their level best to stop it. That's basically what I want to say. And it's up to us, all of us, to get ahead of the game. They may be cutting down forests and the trees, and we can't go up against these big corporations individually. And we're so spread out that becoming a collective of people together in one place is impractical on many levels. So the next best thing we can do is start planting more trees. I mean, they're cutting down thousands of trees a day. And we need thousands of people planting thousands of trees a day in order to make up for it. I mean, granted, it will shift the forest. I mean, the forest will go where we are. But it will help. Anything is better than just sitting and not doing anything. And you don't have to plant big trees. You can plant little trees. You can plant plants. I mean, putting a tree in a pot is, you know, don't put a great big oak in a pot, you know, but get root bound really bad. But just plant as many trees as you can plant. Go to the park and donate two or three trees a year or something, you know. And granted, that's way less than I actually envision. But it's better than nothing. Just somehow we got to get ahead of what they're doing. And I don't see any other way. And we, since we can't organize, well, we could. It's just not practical, but I don't know. I hope I'm not just speaking to thin air. Well, I guess I am. And a little Olympus recorder that I've had for since 2007, by the way. This thing is old. And I'm sorry that the sound quality is not that great. But I think you guys can hear me. So I'm going to read the poem one more time. Hopefully I do a little better job. And if you like it, comment. If you don't, comment. Either way, I don't. It's okay. I just want to hear your comments. Okay. The name of the poem, We Harvest the Sun. Flashing blades strip the living mirth, choke the flow of life between heaven and earth. The sky dries its tears of disillusion. Farmers sweat through years of confusion. The forest once joined earth and wind. Airborne water through its reach descend. Life teemed harmony beneath the spongy floor. Networks of species connected even more. Rock were fed to the moist roots there. Carried up to the budding arms in the air, where leaves unfurl to harvest the sun, and carried throughout, a new cycle begun. Surplus was fed to the flora below, happy and healthy, with energy to grow. By Evelyn Mitchell, January 16th, 2017. And thank you for listening. Just, if you like it, hit like on there, on my Facebook page. Thanks. Bye.